Hi, Tara.
Yes, hey, Terry. Hi, Terry. I'm Tarja. Yes, and welcome to Metal Fox Finland. Listen, I don't know if we have a lot of time, but let's talk right away about your new album, The Connection, that will be released in a couple of weeks via 117 Records. What are the feelings right now?
The feelings are we're very excited. I feel like I think we're going to have a resurgence, you know, with our fans and with maybe fans of the older stuff that have kind of been waiting. I think that you know, the sound of this album is it goes back a little bit maybe to the early stuff. But it's much more musical and you know, we have obviously some electronic elements. And so I think that that part of it points to the future. It's kind of giving us a fresh sound. But, you know, it's not taken away from the energy or the aggressiveness of sound.
I agree, because I've listened to the album now a couple of times, and to me it has an intense old school Papa Roach sound and a bit of punk rock rap. I hear there. So that's you confirm that.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was something that we wanted to do when we were making the record. That over the last couple of albums, you know, producers that we've worked with kind of are going for radio friendly stuff, and you know, maybe make the drum beats a lot more simple, and you know, just kind of dumb everything down. And that was the goal for this record, was to, you know, even for the beats to be more interesting, and you know, the sounds to be more, you know, more than just a lot of guitars. And, you know, Jacoby had toyed with the idea of putting, you know, a rap in here and there. And I told him, I said, you can say so much more in a rap, you know. And he's done it, and he does it really, really well. And, you know, I just, you know, we all said, don't be afraid of it. Just try it. If it doesn't work out, then we won't use it, but you know, we have to go for it. And you know, I think that we're really happy and proud of how he put everything into it, and I think that it came out great.
Yes. What about the songwriting process? I know that maybe is it Jacoby who has done the lyrics, but what about the music and everything? So something that you can tell me, how was it?
It was a little longer than we normally take. We have our own studio in Sacramento that we've had for about 5 years, but we haven't worked here because the producers that we've talked to for the past two or three albums have only wanted to work in their own studios. And so, you know, we said, okay, we'll come to you. And so this time we said we're working in our studio. We want to work with somebody who will come to us. And we talked to James Michael, which we had worked with before on a couple of songs. And he said he was really happy to do it, and he came and took some of the record budget, bought some equipment for us to record with, set everything up, and you know, it ended up that you know, sounded great, which is really, really a great thing for us, because we were kind of worried about that. But the writing process, I think because we were in our own place, we didn't attack it with a sense of urgency at the beginning. And it took us a little while to get into a groove with the writing. But we had some material that Tobin had written in his, you know, by himself in his computer. we worked on those songs and kind of came to the end of that and then started the jam. And, you know, I think that's where we hit our stride with it. I think in total it took us about almost 6 months to do. Normally it takes us about three. So it's quite a bit longer, but, you know, having our own studio obviously saves us a lot of money, which is nice. But I think next time we're going to have to put a deadline on ourselves so that we attack it more.
Okay. And then, of course, if you are working in your own studio, you can take all the time you need unless you are satisfied with the result. So, and it can be...
Yeah, that was the thing in the beginning, that is that we wanted to just... We didn't want to put it out until we knew it was right.
And we
wanted to take our time. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. And I think that in that process made us realize that we work a lot better under pressure.
And by the way, what is or are your favorite songs from this album, if you can choose, or if you have decided, or if you have some favors on it?
I think some of the the last song, as far as I remember, that I really really like that song. I really like Walking Dead and Leader of the Broken Hearts. I think I like those because those are a little more adventurous. They're a lot different than what we normally would do. So those I think are my favorites.
In some songs, before you mentioned about these new elements and everything, but I heard also that the vocals are digitally manipulated. Why this choice, and what else, I mean, new elements? You mentioned something, but something else that you want to say still about this new stuff on it?
We started when... on the last, it was a live album and five songs. There were a couple of songs on that, namely Kick in the Teeth and Burn, where we had a little bit of electronic stuff in there. And we really liked how that sounded, and we wanted to explore that some more. And that was the idea going into the record, that we knew we wanted to explore that. Because a lot of times, well, you know, for guitars and for the music, we'll just take guitars and do harmonies and overdubs, and that's great, but sometimes it can sound like just the same thing done over and over again, there's nothing really distinct about it. And so that was the idea with using the electronics, was use them as an overdub, or maybe what we might do on a guitar, but have it... to have its own sound, so that it's more interesting and it's more there's more depth to the sound.
Yeah.
As far as the vocal, you know, I think it's only on that one song.
I remember to hear because I didn't have to listen to it more times, but I heard that that particular detail there, so I was curious to know if this the new direction that you are going to use also in the future, or is this sort of experiment that you say that, hey, let's try it and see what happens.
I think that one is kind of an isolated incident, because that Still Swingin' was actually produced by John Feldman. He has a very manic energy about him, and he's very fast at everything. So he said, I want to try this. I want to do this dubstep breakdown, and I want to try this. And we said, okay, go for it, you know. And he did it, and you know, Jacoby really liked it, and so that kind of stuck. But that I'm not sure if we would necessarily do any more of that in the future, but that was kind of a thing that he wanted to try, and we said, yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay, great. So once tried, then you know, you know. Listen, recently you've released the first video, Still Swinging. Have you heard some response of your fans and media or critics?
I haven't heard anything from critics, but I think a lot of our fans really like it. You know, I think that obviously in the I don't know how it is in Europe and Finland, but I know in the States, zombies are really popular, and you know, the idea actually came from Jacoby's son, who's 7 years old. We were talking about what we were going to do for the video, and in that process, his son would call him up, you know, four or five times every day. God, I have this idea. We're killing zombies, and you know, it was a lot of the same over and over again. But it was really funny because he really, really wanted to communicate that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we kind of let it sit for a little while and said, you know what? Let's just try it.
Because they are
to make it cool.
Future audience. So better listen to them, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, the album art cover, there is a sort of futuristic skull. Why this choice, and what is the story behind it?
The story behind it is that, you know, we wanted, the first thing was we knew we didn't want our image to be on the cover. We didn't want to be on the cover anymore.
Yeah.
Because we had already beaten that one to death. But we wanted the artwork to really reflect more of what the sound is.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one day where we were just browsing, you know, everybody had their computers out and we were browsing, trying to find a direction. And I remember looking at this website called Colossal, and it's got a wide range of artists and media. And I saw this one image from the artist named Android Jones, and was immediately struck by it. And I turned my computer around and let everybody see it, and everybody, you know, had the same reaction I did, and were immediately drawn to it. And we said, okay, that's what we want to do.
We should look for other places if you found it and if you agreed about it. So that's the ideal situation, you know.
Exactly. So we contacted the artist.
Mm-hmm.
We contacted Android and said, we really want this image.
Yeah.
Can we use it? And he said, no. Somebody else commissioned it, so that was exclusive to them.
Yeah.
So we said, okay, you know what? We'll make something for the record. You know, we put elements in that maybe speak about some of the lyrics or other things like that. And he came up with the idea of, you know, the initial idea, it was that skull, but there were some other elements, and it had a different color palette. And we said, you know, how about a heart? And because, you know, the thing about our band and more about Jacoby's vocals and lyrics is that he really speaks about personal things and puts his heart out there. And so that was kind of the thing, was that the skull kind of spoke to the rock part of it, but it was done in a way that wasn't, you know, the rock or metal style. You know, it had some digital elements to it, which spoke to the new elements that we were putting in the music.
Yeah.
And I think that he really, really nailed it, and we're really happy that it came out the way it did, and that it really speaks to what is in the music.
Yeah, it's a theme of the album and so on. And what about the title, The Connection, which isn't a song title? How you came up to this, The Connection, and to what this connection refers?
The title actually came before we started recording. It was on tour for the previous album.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, there was one late night where we were talking about what we were going to do, and Jacoby had just thrown it out there.
Mm-hmm.
How about Connection?
Yeah.
And we said, oh, I said, what about that connection? Like, it could be a lot of different things, and really the way that we look at it is that it speaks to the connection that we have with each other,
mm-hmm.
Within the band.
Yeah.
It speaks about Jacoby's connections, his relationships, which is what he writes about.
Yeah.
And it speaks about our connection with the music and the connection that we have with our fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had tossed around some other ideas for the album, and yet we even tried to use a couple of song titles,
yeah.
but they just didn't seem to really encompass
the, right ones.
The whole record.
Yeah.
So we came back to it and we felt like that was the right one.
Yeah, great. You've recently announced also a European tour, which kicks off on November, including also some shows in Russia. What else you can tell me about this tour, and what are you expecting from it?
Well, the Russian tour, the first half of it is all Russia.
Yeah.
And that's a place that we've started going to just recently, and we want to really solidify it, you know, and because, you know, other areas of Europe we've been going to for a while, and you know we have a very loyal fan base, so that's, you know, we want to spend a little time there, and then the rest of it we're going with Stone Sour, which we're very excited about because we haven't had the opportunity to tour with them yet.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. I believe we were supposed to come up into Scandinavia, but we have to stop the tour early because our bass player, Tobin, is having a baby.
Congratulations.
towards the end of December, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to stop the tour early, but, you know, I know that we want to try and get back up there on the next go-around.
But that's, you know, I guess the next month anyhow you will promote the new album in a way or the other, maybe another video or something, I don't know, just name it, and so you will be busy for a while. Then I've read somewhere that you have been entitled as the best live band. So tell me, what is your secret, the source of your energy that you can pull out on your live shows?
I can't really pinpoint it, but I feel like, you know, we feed off of each other's energy,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the anticipation of getting out in front of the crowd. And we know that the fans feed off of the energy that we put out. So we immediately want to put that out there to get them excited and jumping around. And once that happens, there's just a loop that happens with the energy because we feed off of what they put out. And that's really the most important part of the show is that energy loop. And it took us a little while to really develop and realize that. But once we found it, you know, we knew that was part of what creates that experience that people remember and they love. And you know, that's what we hold most important to what we do. know, and people can download music, they can look at videos, but they can't have that experience anywhere but at the show.
Yeah, so that's true.
We want to, because we're fans of music first, and we've gone to shows where we've had that experience, and remembering that is, you know, people always look back and talk about, wow, you remember this, and how great was that show? And so that's our main goal, is to be able to create that for everybody that comes to see us.
That's what it, I mean, and now the word is yours. What would you like to say to our readers and to your fans?
I would like to say that we are grateful for, you know, all of our fans there. We recognize that we need to come back and play more. And, you know, for anybody that hasn't seen us live, you really have to come out and experience it, and you won't regret it. It's amazing for us every time, and that's not something that a lot of bands say, because they do it every day or every other day. But, you know, it's something that we look forward to, and we'd love to do it more in Finland.
I hope so too. So I thank you, Cherry, very much for this pleasant chat, and hope all the best
for the
album release and the upcoming tour, and hope to see you on the road someday.
Okay? Yes, you too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.